Yes, people, welcome back to the Treehouse Podcast. Myself, Walshy, and today we've got David Ray with us, Mike Check Media's own. What are you telling me, bro? You
good? Yes, bro, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Yeah, man, well, apart from my head. Just address the elephant in the room quickly, innit? Slipped in the shower, bust my head, we're here.
It happens.
You know what's funny, though, as well? You know, everyone's been sharing them Mr. Men things.
Yeah.
I went to Google today and just Googled Mr. Bump and shared that. The OG one.
Wait, is there the... Because I see the girls be doing the little miss this and that. Is there a Mr. Men one going around?
People are doing that as well.
I've been looking for it still.
Blizzard shared one saying, Mr. still trying to be an MC at 29 or something. That one made me laugh. That was funny. But yeah, I'm just Mr. Bump. But yeah, anyway, just thought I'd address the elephant because I've got an egg on my head. so yeah, I just slipped in the shower. But I have ordered a non-slip mat, so we're good. So yeah, anyway, bro, back to you. Obviously, you know the format of the show.
How did you
get into music? When did you write your first bars? What was your, all that type of stuff. So when did you first start writing? When did you first get into music? When did you start thinking, yo, I'm proper into this music stuff?
Well, proper into it, well, I would say when I started taking... When I decided I want a music career,
yeah,
that was like 6.5 years ago.
Okay.
But in terms of like my first experiences of music and like that, I would say year seven. So year seven, I used to write songs. I didn't even write bars. I used to write like
songs.
I never really thought of like, oh yeah, I'm writing a rap. I had a tune in my head, like an actual tune, so I'd write out lyrics, like proper lyrics and stuff. And then in year eight, obviously, like the whole, I caught that grime fever. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I know the era. Yeah. Like that specific era.
Where you're like in the playground, you got like 100 million men stood in a circle.
Yeah,
got the one Sonny Ericsson Walkman phone in the middle.
Or if you're lucky, someone had the speaker in it, so it's a tiny little bit louder.
So it was like, everyone's spitting their bars and that and everything else. So when that was happening, that's when you would want to be able to drop your 16 in that little circle. So you'd go home and you'd write a 16 or whatever. Yeah. So
just to get a reload in the playground, innit?
Because every day it would happen, you'd see a new brother come through, he's got an 8-bar.
Right.
You might say your 8-bar twice, or next man's got a 16. So everyone's just coming up with new bars and that. So yeah, so in year eight, I remember writing my first 16 and I come through now. Oh, David's going. I'm like, mate, we're in a circle. Oh, David's going through. So yeah, I dropped my 16 now. He goes,
one of them.
And then it's like, and then obviously you just start recycling the same 16 over and over again to the point where people know what you're about to say.
Everyone knows
your
bars.
Everyone's like spitting your bars along with you and that rare tear tear. So yeah, and I thought, yeah, this is nice. And then my school in London at the time had a studio.
Yeah.
And I used to go in there after school. We used to chop it up, just make music. Didn't really know what we were doing. We knew what the record button did.
Yeah, you just knew to press that.
Press record and then start speaking. Didn't know about the whole mixing element and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I used to play for a football team in London. We used to train. In the winter time, we would train indoors in the sports hall, youth club thing. And they had a studio in there.
Right.
So after training, a few of the members would go and we would spit in there as well. Then some of the teammates, a few of us, we made a little music group.
Like a little crew type.
Called South Secrets, because we're from South London and whatever, and no one knew about us.
Yeah.
Called South Secrets. So we used to spit bars and all the rest of it. But throughout all of this, this is all happening. So this is like over the course of year eight and year nine.
Yeah.
I never thought to myself, oh yeah, I should take this serious. Do you know what I mean? These times I'm chasing football and that, do you know what I mean?
But yeah.
Like, I'm clearly good at this music thing, or at least that's what people tell me, and everyone sort of has that reaction. And
you get a good reaction from it.
But it never crossed my mind to think, I should pursue this. Like, just never really.
Back then it was a bit different though, innit? You wouldn't really think that. A lot of people didn't think that way. When I spoke to people, they just did music because they loved music. Yeah. They didn't do it thinking, I'm going to be an artist or I'm going to be a career in this.
Exactly.
A lot of men just did it out of passion.
And I think because there wasn't too many examples of it being a viable career path, there wasn't so many people flourishing from it and all the rest of it, and if they were across the pond, do you know what I mean, so it wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm gonna try to be like my man, because my man didn't exist at the time, do you know what I mean, like,
he's not from South London, he's from New York or
exactly.
So you just touched on football then. Was you a serious baller? What position do you play?
Well, predominantly right back. I could play midfield. Them times there, I was pretty good.
I'm looking to put together a team, you know, with the people we've had done. I know Menace is a baller. We had done who could ball, David Ray, I could play a little bit. We'll throw Keaton there.
I can play. I'm not going to gas myself up, but I can do a job.
Yeah, man, I rate that. I can do a job. Yeah, so obviously when you first started doing music, did you have like an MC name? Because that was like a popular thing back in the day. I wouldn't say a silly MC name, but like when you're at that
Mine was silly, to be fair. Mine was Takes.
Takes with a Z.
It's a Z.
Yeah, I knew it.
No one uses the S's. No way. That's like taboo, isn't it? Like. But you had the roadside of things. So these times, like, everyone was like Younger Tiny Shankerman and you know them, all these kind of names and that. So I was Tiny Don. So there was Don, Younger Don, and then Tiny Don.
And you was Tiny Don.
I was Tiny Don. So I was Takes, man, AKA Tiny Don. And I had the whole Takes thing going on.
Yeah.
And that was, and everyone was like, man like Takes.
When did you change your name to like your artist name? Obviously like, not your real name.
David Ray.
Was that like the 6 years ago when you said?
That was my name on Facebook for time. Like,
yeah.
I just had an alias on Facebook, David Ray.
Yeah.
And it's just the play of my government name.
Right.
But then when I decided I'm going to do music properly.
Yeah.
I wasn't sat there thinking, oh. Well, I did sit there and think, what name would I use?
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm just use David Ray, innit?
Like, yeah.
It's basically my name, innit? So it's like, it's authentic, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying anyone that's got a completely different stage name or whatever. Yeah. I'm not saying that, oh, they're fake or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I hear you.
It's just like, I don't really want to rack my brain. Calm, man, it's cool.
Yeah, and you can't go wrong with your, like you say, it's like a play on your actual name. You can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So yeah, like when to getting into music then, bro, who was your like your influences? What was you listening to? Was it like predominantly, like you said, you touched on like the grime thing, was it predominantly
The grime thing probably like was what really, let me say it was the Americans first, like, because them times there you grow up, I'm watching MTV Bass and that.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of old school guys. Like, I listened to a lot of Tupac and Biggie growing up. Then slowly but surely some of the UK guys come through.
Yeah.
Dizzy Rascal, grew up listening to Kano. These times, these men were on the come up. They weren't household names. So a lot of the tracks, because I was living in London, there was a lot of like unreleased tracks that were just circulating on Bluetooth.
Yeah, we had the same up here.
Yeah, exactly.
We had the same thing. So Bluetooth, like, and infrared.
Infrared, exactly. So it was like, it wasn't even prominent tracks that you might know from Kano and all these men. It was just these rough recorded, obviously they were banging to us at the time.
Yeah, but they're not even like mixed out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But man, are vibes in full on. So it's like, even a Tiny Tempo, like he was proper on this grime thing. Like, you wouldn't believe it. He was cold, you know, like in the grime thing. Then there was like Roadside G's. They were mad. They would, that was crazy. So there was a lot of grime artists from London and all the rest of it. But predominantly, I would say Kano. And then when I was getting into year nine and that, gigs started to come through.
Yeah.
I think gigs is what really sort of got the ball rolling for me in terms of rapping. Rapping as a UK artist. Because a lot of men from the UK who did want to go down a rap avenue would sort of adopt this American accent type thing going on.
But everyone remembers them days, isn't
exactly
it?
But Giggs came through with a British accent, and plus he was from the ends at the time for me. Like, he's from Peckham, Southeast London, like stones throw away. Rapping in a British accent,
so that's when it, for you, like you said before about the Americans, my man don't exist, but now he's down the road.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And his thing is resonating. And it's I want to rap. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to rap. I'm going to start rapping. And then, then there's a whole bunch of Americans that you just always listen to American music because it's like the, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's
It's what gets pushed on you, innit? Like, exactly. MTV bass and all that.
All of that, exactly. And they had the big budget videos and all of like the stars in your eyes kind of thing. Is like beautiful women, sick cars, and all of that. It's like, so, you know, you got Ja Rule, 50 Cent.
Yeah, I was going to say 50 Cent, G-Unit Times. That was big for me as well. That was big for me.
I was a Fabulous. Fabulous is, I don't know, people don't speak enough about him. It upsets me, to be fair, but.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, like there's a lot of, and then obviously in modern times when you get to, I'm getting into my teenage years and then the J. Cole's and then man, they started to come through.
Yeah.
But in terms of like foundational settings, it's like your Tupac's, your Biggie's, Ja Rule's, 50 Cent's.
So it's very rap and grime Jay-Z, heavy.
Pretty much. Yeah, I got a mad affinity to R&B and all the rest of it. You might have to do a separate podcast for that. I've got massive affinity and love for R&B. But yeah, like obviously,
is that what you grew up listening to in the house a lot? Like
So it's like I wouldn't even say so much from parents. My mom used to play a lot of gospel music and stuff, which probably maybe put, like opened the door for R&B because a lot of R&B singers used to do gospel, you know what I mean? They would start off in their church singing Rare Tear Tear, whatever, and then they'd branch off to R&B. So maybe that's what opened the door for me. But I just always was interested in music anyway.
Yeah.
So I would always look, I'll just go and look for records or go to auntie's house, uncle's house. I'll see a bunch of CDs. I'll start skimming through them
I was similar to that one, like music, man, innit?
Yeah, literally.
So obviously we've like you've just touched on it. Then you're originally from South East London.
Yeah.
When and how did you move up to Manny?
Because
obviously you've been here for a time now. Like I don't know about anyone else watching this, but I claim David Ray as a Manny man.
Like, right. So
he's on that like XP level. He might have the southern accent and that, but if he says set things, he's Manny. Like and me, you're a Manny man. Like I definitely claim you as one of ours.
I appreciate it. No,
and there's a couple as well. Tance as well. Like he was on Spaces over the weekend. Like Tance is another one. I see Tance. I know he's a hybrid.
There's even a Fimo as well.
Yeah, Fimo. Oh yeah, I forgot. Shout out Fimo, man. Big shout out to Fimo. But yeah, again, he's a and I claim all use man as ours, isn't it?
I definitely feel like I'm a Mancunian. I 100% feel that way. So but yeah, when it all happened, it was like I was just at the tail end of year 9.
Yeah.
And then in the summertime now. Like and then my mum's telling me, oh yeah, we're moving. I was like, moving to where? You get me?
Yeah, how did you feel about that actually?
I hated that.
Because I moved school in year 9. Yeah. And I didn't want to do it.
Of course not.
Because I'm 3 years in, I got all my mates.
Exactly.
And that, yeah. But then when I moved, it was like sick. Like I loved it, but just that initial feeling. Was it a bit? And for you, I only moved from like north to south.
Yeah.
So in Manny. So yours is like.
I moved from south to north of the country.
Of the country, yeah. You get me? So,
like, yo.
So how was you feeling and that? Was you scared, excited?
I was pissed, man.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
I was vexed. I was like, I got all my man them down there.
Yeah.
I only just started chatting to girls and that. Like I had my summer lined up in it.
He's got links.
I'm finally starting to get numbers and that and all the rest of it. You get me? Like I'm thinking, raw. Like you just uprooted my whole life.
Just put the
like,
phone in the binge and
like,
start. Again.
It's like, come on, man. Like so, I'm here. I'm in Manchester now.
Yeah.
I don't even know what's what. I don't know my left from my right. I don't even. You know what I mean? It's not even like I got family up here that I could go see or nothing to bed me in. Do you know what I mean?
I just moved up here
and I'm just like, this ain't it, man. And these times when I moved to Manny, you know what I mean? It was Gunchester.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you didn't move to Manchester.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I moved to Gunchester. Like that week that I came, the front page of the MEN was like a picture of all the people that had died from gun crime in the last week. It was just like all these faces.
Yeah, fucking
hell. I was just thinking,
man.
Bruv, like, I just moved from London where bodies are dropping left, right, and centre. In Manchester, it's not any better. It's worse.
Yeah, you're going to tell me this place is worse.
I'm thinking, what? I was like, come on, man. So I was thinking, so now I'm worried.
Now you're even more not feeling it.
You know what I mean? So I'm trying to explore the area, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I don't want to get shot. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm genuinely thinking that.
Yeah.
And I didn't even realise that I lived, because we're in Hume now, I didn't realise that's next door to Moss Side, which is like where it's all bubbling. Like, So I'm just oblivious to all of this. I'm walking blindly through neighborhoods thinking, like,
he's playing a dangerous game, bro, I swear, though.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, the initial experience coming to Manny was just mad. Like, everything was moving so fast. There's so many dangers I'm trying to be aware of.
What school did you go in, Manny, by the
way? I went to St. Thomas Aquinas.
Right, okay.
But I moved the year it got changed to Loretto High School.
Yeah.
So by the time I started there, obviously they had a load of like bad boys, if you want to say that, and they cleared them all out, all the bad boys, if you want, they cleared them out of the school. So my year group was pretty small.
Right. Okay.
But you know, I heard all the stories about the men that were there just literally the year before and all the rest of it. But then obviously once I started school, It was still a bit difficult, as you'd imagine, but then, you know, people were sort of integrating, because I live in Hume, a lot of guys were from Hume in my school, and we used to go to a youth club called Proctors.
Yeah, I know where that is. I live in Alton, from Alton.
Okay, so yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know Proctors. So I used to go Proctors after school, and then I'd meet a lot of guys from the neighbourhood, and it became a bit more, do you know what I mean? Started to settle in.
Yeah, make friends
and all the rest of it, playing football.
Get your face known as well. Yeah, exactly. That's an important thing.
Exactly. Like, listen, you see me, like, when you see me, yo, we're on the same team. Please, bro. I beg you, bro. Like, I just, yo, bro, remember me from practice, remember?
I swear I seen you at practice.
Yeah, trust me, bro. Just start taking pictures of all the man then. Like, yo, this is me and you, remember? I swear, bro. Because it was pretty hot them times, to be fair. Yeah. Like, and it was hot in London when I left, but like I felt all right in London because I had a side. I was, you know what I mean? It's like
you got your people.
Yeah. In London, it was a case of like, if you didn't have a team, you're gonna get it from both sides. So you got to choose a side. You know what I mean? So I had the side that I had chosen. So as much as it was hot, I had members that were like, oh, these are my people, innit?
Yeah.
Well, you're coming out to Manchester, it's like,
why not?
Well, yeah, it's like, whose side am I on? So I'm trying to let, we're on the same side. I'm on your side.
I'm from this area.
This is us lot, innit? I'm with you lot. So eventually it was cool. And like, I'm not a difficult person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I got on with pretty much everyone, and it was cool. I was accepted, and like I say, you play football, and these men spit. Oh, I can spit. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, I bet that helps.
Yeah, exactly. So a man can spit, and all the rest of it. They're rating the bars, and all the rest of it. Calm. The bars that I've written year eight have carried me through life. I'm telling you, those bars carried me through life, bro. So it was all good. So about by December, going into January of the year that I moved, I'm starting to warm up to Manchester now. Like, it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not in a position to move back, and it's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be and whatnot. And
you're settling in
I'm
now.
I'm settling in now, and you know, I'm chatting to girls again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he's got the line popping.
Yeah, this is a very, very important thing. I'm not even trying to downplay it. Like, that was a big deal. Like, fair enough, I could spit on that, but then it's like, oh, do you get girl?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These are important questions. These are important questions. So it's like, all right, cool. So yeah, man's like chatting to girls and that, and the man them are rating, man, and all the rest of it. So I thought, you know what? I'll make the most of this. This is home now, innit? So,
yeah.
So yeah, man. So that's, and then I haven't looked back since, really.
Yeah, man. Sick. That's a sick little story about. Yeah, I like that, man. So with like the Manchester scene and stuff, bro. Like, obviously, like I said, we claim you as one of ours.
Yeah.
You got tracks with a lot of people in the city, so it's obviously that not only have you like settled into the city, this city sort of accepted you. Like the point I was making earlier. So like in the Manchester scene, who do you like? Who you feeling? Who you listening to? And that type of thing.
Loads.
Because I know you're, I see you at events all the time. Yeah, chopping up before. Yeah, like I see you at events all the time. Even if you're one up, like you go to these events because you're into the scene.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
You follow a bit like myself.
Yeah,
like,
although you
do music, you're massively into it as well.
Yeah.
Who you feeling and who do you like? Who you spinning at the minute? Who you listening to?
At the minute, I've been listening to Sleeps a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I've been listening to Sleeps for like the last probably three 3 years.
Yeah, Sleeps is just a different level.
Like, I've always been saying it. Like, I was like, he should be bigger than what he is. Yeah, I've been 100%. Saying, I've been saying that for a long time.
I heard. I'm not even going to try and downplay it. You played a little. You see the smile. He's got a little. He's got a little tune with Sleeps. Yeah, and Sleeps. If you're watching this, bro, we need that one. That
yeah, was, yeah. No,
we ran it on Spaces the other day. And it was hard.
To be fair, yeah. Like, there's a lot to come in the immediate future. So I'm not even trying to. Oh, like one day something. Nah,
yeah,
like soon.
It's there, innit? I've heard it. It's there.
Very soon, all of this is gonna drop. So, like, Sleeps, Tance as well. I think Tance is probably flying under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too. I always try and capture his shit because I think he's a lot harder than people give him his props. Yeah, if that makes sense. Like, he's very, very cold, hard, but he don't get, like you said, with Sleeps, he should be bigger than
definitely. Yeah. So, I feel like his name should be ringing a lot more.
Yeah.
Who else do I listen to? I started listening to Rags probably from when he dropped Crisscross?
Yeah.
And
Black Man
and Ghetto as well.
Yes, yeah.
So
I think Ghetto come first then.
Was it Ghetto?
Yeah, Ghetto was first. I only know because I did the artwork for that one.
Oh, okay.
Ghetto, Crisscross, Black Man.
Okay, so it was Ghetto then. It was Ghetto that I first heard. From Rags,
yeah,
and I thought raw, like.
Was you at the show when they previewed it at Sleeps' show?
No.
Oh right, I thought you might have been there, but before it come out.
Okay.
Sleeps had a show at I can't even remember where it was. It was in Northern Quarter, one of the bars, and they brought Rags out and they did it, and it got like 3 wheel ups. The place was going mad, and then it came out like a few months later or something.
No, his style is different. Like,
yeah,
I don't even know what word I could use for it, but. It works.
Yeah,
it works.
Yeah, Rago's hard, man. If you haven't already, go and check out the Wake Up Man out now. Them three tunes you just mentioned.
That body of work is. I feel like that's a timeless body of work. Like,
and again, Sleeps all over it.
Exactly.
Like I think it's 10 tracks. I think he produced 8 of them.
Yeah,
no, and obviously just, recorded there at his studio. Yeah, and that's
so
nuts.
It's quality. So there's a lot of guys. I've worked with Fimo. I've listened to a lot of Fimo. He's got bodies of work that are just piles them up.
And yeah, he's cold.
I'm on a few of his projects as well.
Yeah.
So shout out to Fimo because he's doing his thing. Obviously, you got the whole 1-6 Wave familiar.
Yeah, man. Shout out the 1-6 Wave family, man.
I've not
seen them lads in a while, you know. But we'll soon link up, man.
Good energies, man. Good spirits.
1023 is a G.
Yeah, he's a bad boy. Gilly got his project. D-Wayne's project come out recently as well.
Yeah.
So it's like, I listen to their things as well.
Yeah, that drive slow.
Banger. Banger.
Bro, I don't even drive, yeah. It's got me feeling some type of
trust me, bro. It's sick, man. Sick. So, and I've worked with them as well. Got tracks with them, both of them as well.
Yeah.
Even the track with D-Wayne, 1023 produced it.
Right.
So it's like... So I'm yet to work with 1023 on a track as well, in terms of like having him on a feature or me if
he's nuts, you know.
It's different. That's what excites me about Manchester is that like the talent in the city. It's just like I see it as if I was to draw a parallel with the US, I would say like London is like what New York is in terms of like, oh, it's like the hub, the birthplace or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I'd say Manny's like ATL, where it's like, it's alternative, it's different.
And the talent's amazing.
I do genuinely think over time it will probably take over as the spot to be in terms of music.
I hope so.
I can see it.
I feel like the talent is nuts. That's what, part of the reason we do what we do with Treehouse and that. Do you know what I mean? Because the talent pool's nuts, and it's not just we've got 10 MCs or all spins. Like it's like
it's
you know,
varied,
you got
man.
1023. You got who can produce, sing, whatever. Yeah. You got fucking Sleeps over there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro.
No, a whole bag of MCs, and then even the ladies as well.
Shout out the ladies, man. I'm trying to get more ladies on here. So if you're watching this, hit me up.
You got
not
like,
in that way. I've got a missus. I just mean to come and sit.
Please. Yeah, you're a professional.
Yeah.
You can hit me up though.
Yeah, his lines. But his line. He needs more numbers for that line, innit?
Listen, I'm features. But yeah, like, is You got like Lady Ice.
Lady Ice's new one's hard, yeah, bro.
She just clocked over 100,000 views.
100,000 views, yeah. So congratulations to Lady Ice, man.
So, and you know what? Like, I've known her like from my early years of like first being in Manchester. Like, yeah. I've known her from in and around that period, and she was Lady Ice from back then. Do you know what I mean? So, it's only right that the work is starting to show.
Yeah,
fruits,
100,
like she's bearing fruits of her work because she's been working for a minute. So
she was on the rap game, rapping.
Yeah, she's proper.
I love Lady Ice.
I got the utmost respect for her. Yeah, same. And her craft and her hustle. She's a good person. You know what I mean? She's about her business. Like I can't knock it in any way. So you know, you got Lady Ice. You got Persia from Medication.
Yeah.
And these are just rappers, by the way. Even though you got Prima who sings.
Yeah, I was gonna say when you said Persia, I was just gonna go Prima because they're from the same little collective. I just banged them, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
So there's even her as well.
Robin Knight's as hard as well. She's different.
Yeah, she's like, flying high, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
And shout outs to 24K as well because I know they work closely together.
Yeah.
Doing their thing as well. So I've worked with 24 on a few occasions, and he's a top guy, man. He's got. Because he's operating in a certain level in the industry where he's given man certain levels of insight into the inner workings of the industry and stuff
through his own experiences
and stuff. So it was interesting to hear. Like it was like, wow, like I wouldn't have thought it would be like that and all that kind. So it's even good to get these guys who are in the scene operating at certain levels because people like him who are willing to share their experiences, you know what I mean? Like it's
only going to benefit everybody, isn't it?
It's invaluable, like, man. So it's like, shout outs to him as well. So yeah, the pool in Manchester, that's what gives me hope and it makes me excited that, you know what, I'm in the right city for my career to flourish. Like,
yeah.
Like people used to tell me a few years ago, like in the early part when I started doing music properly, like, oh, why don't you move to London? Everything. I was like, no, this is where I need to be. Like,
yeah.
I was saying this when things weren't even going for me. Like, I didn't even have management these times, do you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
So it was like...
You just knew.
But I was like, no, like, this is where I need to be for my career. Like, everything is up for grabs in Manchester. And, like, we've got front row seats, do you know what I mean? Like, because there's a generation behind us. They've clocked on from now to do this music thing. Like, I started in my 20s. These lot are starting at 16, 17. So it's like...
Yeah.
If you're smart, grab a portion of the scene, like make it yours and do something with it. Not to say that, there's not enough for everyone. So you got, I'm just saying like, it's untapped potential, tap into it, do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's not for you to hold on to forever. Eventually you have to pass it on, but do something meaningful with it while it's there to be taken, take it and make the most of it. So it's like, that's what I intend to do. I'm not gonna go to London where there's not even you'd be lucky if you can get like a 5x5 square foot circle to stand in. You know what I mean? You can't, there's nowhere to stand. You can't breathe. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, you blink twice, you've spent £100. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what am I doing in London for what?
Yeah.
So nah, man, Manchester's the place to be for me. Like, I can't see myself anywhere else at the moment, to be honest.
Yeah, man. So just sticking with the scene and out of them artists that you've mentioned, I know you've worked with a lot of them. Is there anyone who you haven't worked with or you'd like to work with? This is the platform. We'll clip it up. We'll get you on this. We'll hook you up.
To be honest, there's... Put me on the spot now.
I suppose like 1023 you just said.
Yeah, 1023, that's in the pipeline because like I know that's gonna happen. Yeah, I know that's gonna happen. I feel like I've got a music with Tance, but I feel like we need to work on something fresh.
This a while ago?
Yeah, it's a while ago. Like we got a track out and stuff. But I feel like we've both leveled up since then.
I would
like to work with him now that we've like hit
both,
new levels in the powers now. Who else is there? I would like to work with a lot more singers, like R&B singers, male singers, like vocalists. I'd like to work with a lot more in Manchester, based. But I do have an issue. I want to put it out there. It's the platform. Put it out there.
Yeah, go on.
Don't cancel me. But like, I do feel like the ladies that do R&B, they tend to hold themselves back in a sense of they'll make music and then they'll just feel like it's not good enough, and or they won't, they'll wait until the cows come home to release it and stuff like that. And it's like, there's people out here that want to work with you, innit? There's people out here that want to share your talent and everything else. And it's like, put your music out there. Like, even when I put out tracks initially when I started, it might not have been all that, right. But it's like, I'm putting it out there.
Yeah, you've got to, innit?
I'm putting it out there, and it's like, it's going to do whatever it's going to do, but then I'm going to build on it.
Yeah.
So if that track's not good enough, the next one will be.
Yeah, you're going to improve.
I'm going to improve. So it's like, so put your music out there. Don't be scared. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't feel like there's enough exposure of like the females in the industry.
And that's why I said earlier, I've been trying to get more females on, because I don't want people to look at our thing and think, oh, they just get the man them on.
And this is it.
Because it's not that. It's not that. I had Emily Ivey on actually in season one. Okay. She's a singer. She come on. That was a good episode. You know what I mean? I just want more like diversity. You
obviously, it's not all down to them. I think there's a lot of contributing factors, but it's like, I know like the industry as a whole isn't quick to look for women and put them in the spotlight and stuff like that. But I do feel like at the same time, they should also be looking to put themselves in front of people's face and be like, yo, I'm here as well.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Because sometimes
I don't know where to look.
Yeah.
Like if I want a good female vocalist or whatever, or even just a low key one, I don't know where to look. And it's like, and a girl might tell me she does music, I'll be like, oh, let me check out your stuff. She's like, oh, I've not got my chart at the moment. It's like, well,
yeah, I hear like, that.
What am I supposed to do with that then?
Take the jump, ladies.
You know what I mean?
David Ray saying, take the jump.
Take the jump. It's like, trust me, man, because it's necessary. So it's like, it's fair enough. It's not London, Manchester, not London and stuff, but we do things differently up here, innit?
Yeah.
So you might be looking at how women struggle in London. That's not to say you're going to struggle the same with money. Do you know what I mean? Like, So push your things out there so we can... Your music, sorry, that sounded mad. Put your music out there. That sounded mad when I just played that back in my head. So put your music out there and you know, because like, there's guys like me that want to work, and I've got a lot of ideas in terms of like R&B type bars and tracks and relationship dynamics and all the rest of it. And it would work well if I had female vocalist
need that missing piece.
Definitely. But
I'll have a look and see who I can't think now off the top of my head, but I'll try and have a look through the Treehouse page and see if there's anyone. And
definitely, I think it's a big thing. So but in terms of artists that I want to work with, there's just loads, really. There's anyone in Manchester that I rate,
yeah,
and I've mentioned most of them. And to be fair, I want to work with Rags,
yeah,
because after hearing his project, I'm like, this style, like, I want to flex with it for sure.
Yeah,
He
was big in Europe on Spaces as well, exactly. For your new tune, so there's no reason why that can't really happen.
Has to happen, man. Like, he's cold, man, he's cold.
Yeah, shout out Rags, the woke loke.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man. So, just keeping on the Manny scene, but sort of more moving into yourself, like, you obviously, is it... I don't want to get this wrong. Is it like artist management with Mic Check Media? So you're involved with Mic Check Media.
Yeah.
What do they do for you? And let the people know. Obviously, I know a little bit.
Yeah.
Whatever, but let the people know, because Mic Check do big things, man. Like,
yeah, no,
help
you know,
a lot of artists. They
I can't
great
even.
Shows,
like,
I said this to Zesty. Like, I used to watch their interviews that Mic Check used to do with, I forgot my man's name. They had a guy on who used to do the interviews. I forgot his name. Righteous Lion.
Oh, Righteous Lion.
There you go. Come back to me. They used to interview like H and Femo.
I
used to watch that shit and think, yo, this is sick, man. Why isn't that? I wanted more of that. I'm going checking for it and that. Do you know what I mean? And I've said this to them. That's a big influence for me and what I do now. Always shout out Mic Check.
Big up Mic Check, man.
What do they do for you?
Like, to be honest, they...
And when I say what do they do for you, I don't mean like, oh, what did they do? I mean, are they managing?
So they're managing my, they're my managers.
Yeah.
And I can't lie, as far as I've come now, I definitely wouldn't be in this position without them. That's for sure. Don't get it twisted. Like I'll put the work in for myself, and I'll, of course. Even now that they manage me, I'll still be doing bits. I don't just be like, all right, I want this to happen. You guys make it happen.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still do my own. I'm not a passenger, innit? Like, yeah, I refuse to be a passenger.
Especially in your career, innit? Exactly, why would you be in it?
Exactly, like, because it's like, if things don't go right for me, they're still going to be my check, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm no longer going to be David Ray, do you know what I mean? So it's like, so it's in my best interest to stay on top of myself, innit? So, but yeah, like, they've obviously managed my career in terms of they broadened my reach.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can only reach so far at the moment when I push out my music. Then they're like an extra pair of arms that can reach even further.
Yeah, they've got their own.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Tap into the radio stations, tap into the DJs, tap into podcasters.
Yeah, us.
Tap into like music bloggers and all these people that I have no awareness of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously because they represent me, it gives me more of a polished look.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy's got artist management.
When I see someone under the mic check banner, I check them out. Because I'm like, I know they ain't fucking with anyone who's...
Exactly.
Who's not serious. I wouldn't say you're not good, but who's not serious. From what I see. In like,
because they're serious. They're about, you know, proper music and proper things and they work with proper people.
Yeah.
So it's like, because those things are associated with their brand, it then rubs off on the artists that they're working with, like, oh, right, if these guys have decided to take this person on, then
it would make sense
to see what this person's got going on. Like, so it gives, so that helps. That's something that I couldn't give to myself, you know what I mean? Like, so, and the shows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The amount of shows that I've done, considering we had 2020 where the world was dead.
Yeah.
And then...
Everyone was grounded.
Yeah, literally, like, the world just came to an end. And 2021 is pretty much the same thing. It was only towards the back end of 2021 I got a run of 3 shows within a week, and one of them was in London.
Yeah.
That was my first time performing in London, which was a nice experience, to be fair. But then, the start of this year, on average, I'm just going to, a rough estimate, I've probably done about 2 shows a month since January.
Is that on mic check?
Listen,
yo,
bro.
Yes, lads.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm averaging that out. So
yeah,
it's like I might have done 1 show in a month, and then the next month I've done 3. Do you know what I mean?
I'm with you.
Like, on average, it's about two a month, which for me is like, what?
that's crazy.
It's like, what is going on? So it's like, and it helps because there's times in my own personal life where I'm feeling like I'm not doing enough. I'm not writing enough. I'm not this and that. But then I get the message, oh, you've been booked in for this show. I was like, oh, well, people still care. Like, people want to know. People still want to know. So it's like, it helps. So it's like, and then that aids to my growth, the support. Yeah. Sometimes they'll come to my studio sessions just to check in on man, just to see man's all right or whatever.
Let's not even blag it. They're here today. Like the downstairs, you get me.
You know what I mean? They're in the building. Yeah. So it's like, It's just one of the support is immense. I can't, and the thing is, I am their first venture into artist management. I know
was you the first guy? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So when was this? Sorry.
I'm gonna shoot myself. In the I'm pretty sure it was 2018.
Yeah.
I want to say 2018.
Yeah.
So it's been that's a long time, bloody hell, 4 years.
So
it's like I'm their first venture into artist management, and they've got a stable of artists now.
Yeah, they got a roster.
They got a roster, bro.
Yeah, they're pulling.
You know what I mean? I tried to be humble there, but they got
give them the flowers, bro.
Roster now, and it's a heavy hitting roster. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, who's on there? Get some names.
Myself. They got VR.
Yeah, VR.
You got Take Notes.
Oh yeah, that's more recent. That
recently.
I forgot about that.
You got Chico.
Yeah,
Chico's he's another bad boy. He's a hidden gem. To be fair,
I didn't know how to say it.
He's hard.
Yeah, he's very cold.
He's cold. They've
sent me some stuff actually, like in the past. He's got a new release, and I'm like, because I get a lot of that stuff all the time, and if it's just a generic, like. press release, sometimes I just skim read it. If I'm not, if you don't grab my attention, I don't listen to it, to be honest, because I'm busy in it. But Mike checks in the thing, I'm always on
it.
They sent me one for him before, and I was like, yo.
This guy's mad, isn't
it? Yeah, like, mad.
He's someone that I would like to work with, actually.
Yeah.
That's the thing, that also helps being a part of Mike Check, is that there's artists on the roster that I can make in-house music with. Do you know what I mean? I'm speaking about female vocalists, and that Via's there.
Yeah, Via. I was going
to say that. Don't get it twisted. Like, I'm going to work with her. We've already had that discussion. We've already got plans put together. Like, so it's not to say that I'm not looking in-house. And around me. That's happening. But this is the Manchester music scene is very, very broad, very, very diverse. As small as it might feel, talent-wise, it's a broad spectrum.
Yeah.
And it's like, I really want to explore that spectrum. Yeah, you know, because I feel like, as a rapper, I'm diverse in terms of the styles and the flows and everything else. But it's like, I still just rap. You know what I mean? Like, whereas it's like, if I can tap into other people's talents and stuff, it can help improve my own and mold my own.
Yeah.
So it's I wanna grow by working alongside other people.
Different
talents and different sort of ideas and skills and abilities. And
because
you can only get so far being able to rap. It's like, I might even learn how to hold a note or two if I work with enough vocalists. Yeah. I might know how to do this and that. So yeah, man, it's
you're in the right place with Mike Check anyway, innit? Like you definitely said, they got a mad roster of talent, and they're constantly banging out shows as well.
Yeah, man, like, I think when this so supportive, man, so supportive.
I think when this one comes out, I think the Mike Check show in August would have already been. But on there's Fimo, yourself,
Ragaloco,
Laboons is
on there. Gilly.
Bro, it's just nuts. I'm so happy because I get back off holiday like 2 days before, so I'm 1,000%. You'll see me, I'll be in the front row. So you get me, I'll be there, you get me. But yeah, that one's going to be going off, so so shout out Mike Check, man.
Big up Mike Check single time, man.
Serious, heavy hitters in the game, man. Nothing but respect. Just want to go over your releases, bro. Some of your releases, some of my favourite ones are yours.
Okay.
Just to put the people onto.
What we're talking
about and that. So we're not just talking. He has got bangers out. So I need to start. I normally do it in reverse order. But I need to start with Mind Your Business, bro, because and we do the fan question thing now as well, innit? So we ask people fan questions, and I got a couple for David Ray as well towards the end of the episode, but there was one that Sneep said on Spaces, and when he said it, I thought, I'm using that in the podcast. So you're laughing because he knows, innit? But Sneep said, he listened to Mind Your Business by David Ray. I'll put the link below. We'll make the artwork pop up now. You get me? Yeah, because it's hard. But Sleep said, so this question's from Sleeps. He said, who pissed you off for you to write that song?
No, you know what? It's like I said, bro? I've got this thing. You see, this is the beautiful thing about music, is that like I learn things about myself as I'm doing music.
Yeah.
And I've clearly got some unresolved issues.
You figure that out after you listen to it.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Like, I need to speak to someone because I made a track years ago. This is probably what got Mike Check's attention when I made Sit Down.
Yeah.
So Sit Down is from the same place within me where Mind Your Business came from.
Right.
They're from the same part of town.
Yeah.
So it's like, I have this issue where it's like, it's not even an issue. It's just more like, I can see that what's out there is garbage, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm that guy. I'm open-minded. Like, oh, you know what I mean? I appreciate people's talent and whatnot, but I can see that this is all being orchestrated. It's not even about music. It's about numbers.
You mean at like the higher end?
Not in and around me.
Yeah,
just that, like,
What's being pushed?
Yeah, what's being pushed as creme de la creme?
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's just microwave meal music, do you know what I mean? Like
Mackie's music.
Yeah, it's processed. It's all processed garbage, you know what I mean? Like
fast food.
There's no longevity in it. Here today, gone tomorrow type of thing.
Yeah.
But somehow this is what people are being told to aspire to, do you know what I mean? This is what young people are looking at, saying this is what they should be like, or whatever.
This is what's going to get me up
there. And it's like, nah, mate, like, that's just not it. So So I just come through, and you know what I mean? I just come through, sword in my hand, and I'm swinging.
Gives me, like, when I listen to it, I'm like, yo, he's clearing his chest, like, yeah, type thing. Yeah. Like, you're getting something off your chest.
It's like, probably listen, I'm the best.
Yeah.
I am the best. I'm here. Like, I'm better than all of these guys that you're dealing with. Like, don't mess with me. I'm on smoke. Dude,
get me.
Like,
David Ray's on smoke,
like,
fam.
It's like, I'm not a joker.
Yeah. And he's not blagging it either. Honestly, go and listen to that tune because it is heavy, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Heavy. Like, I've got the bars, I've got the flow, I got this and that. Like, I won't be stopped. Do you know what I'm saying? I haven't got a machine behind me. Do you know what I'm saying? All I need is a team of good people.
Which you've got.
And,
that's
it. Yeah, that's it. I'll knock down mountains. Like, I'll move mountains. Like, don't watch me. Like,
do you know what? I'm getting this energy, vibe. I'm getting that off you, bro. Like, there's a fire in your belly.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's like nah, man. That's a part of me that exists. And there will be tunes that come out from that part of me. That's not the only part of me I tap into to make music.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like, that part of me exists. Yeah. So, because since Sit Down, I haven't had a track as... Because even when I made Sit Down, it's heavy hitting. There's people like, rawr! And Mind Your Business has brought back that same reaction. So it's like, they came from the same place.
Yeah.
That's and I only knew that in retrospect after it's come out, and everyone's like, so I'm deep in it. Like, even when I made it and I played it to a few of my close friends and stuff, and they were like, yo, bro, like, you spazzed on this.
That's what everybody has said. Every time we've been on, like, Twitter spaces or anything, like, or I've shown these lot the music and that, and you know, the tune and stuff, and obviously someone span it on spaces the other day, when Sleep's coming with the question what I asked you, but like, everyone said the same thing. Even Rags was like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, Rags was in there, he was going, yo, you went in, bro. Like, that tune is different. Like, everybody unanimously said, you've got something there. That is sick. You get me? So big up yourself for that one, man. And we'll put the link below. Like I say, go and tap in with that one. It's a big, big tune.
Yeah, man.
So obviously, you've got like a lot of music out and stuff like that. So I'm just going to run through like some of my personal. Like my favourite one. So I'll leave my favourite track till last.
Go on, then.
I told you that one before. So obviously... a more recent release of yours was Big Man. I was going to say with David Wayne then. Yo, I have banged my head, you know.
No, you can let him off.
With D Wayne from the 1-6 Wave Collective.
So obviously
you spoke about him before.
You've worked with
him before. I see you at the shows. That's where I think I first ever saw you in person, was at a 1-6 Wave show.
Okay.
I was like, right, I swear that's David Ray. But obviously I didn't know you back then, but I shared your music and so I'm sure that's David Ray.
And then I think you went on and did...
You might have did a tune with one of them. I think you might have even have done my favourite tune with the other.
Okay, yeah. It probably was.
I think it was.
Yeah.
So like obviously the 1-6 Wave and that, like, is there, are they people that you're going to be continuing to work with?
How did
Big Man come about? Did you say 1023 produced that one?
Yeah, so what happened was, so I met 1-6 Wave, when did I meet them? Probably not too long after I met Mike Check.
Yeah.
There was a show, I think it was called Platform. There was a little platform called Platform.
Yeah.
And they had a show on Deansgate Locks. Like, I got invited. I went there to go see the guy that was running it.
Yeah.
And I met Gillian D. Wayne there.
Good brothers, and
they were like, oh, you're here for the show and all the rat, and I was like, yeah, what's your names, all of this, all of that. So cool. Then we did the show and everything else, like, exchange contact details, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And then I started to see them more frequently, like, at music related events and stuff. So started to see them more frequently now. So long story short, now we're good peoples now, and they got a studio over in Wivenshaw by their way, their side.
Yeah.
So, and I always get invited to come down, and when I can, I will go.
Yeah.
And because it's like, I work best in that setting anyway, like when I'm in a studio setting, that's when I work best.
You can like bounce off
each other. Yeah. So I went there, and 1023 was on the buttons doing his thing, you know.
He's a wizard, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a madman. So he was putting this beat together, and he was playing it, like, he was playing it progressively. So as he kept playing it and playing it and playing it, it got to the point where it's starting to sound a bit more full-bodied now.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, that's
also, he's doing it from scratch.
Yeah, yeah, right, from okay. scratch. Yeah, so, yeah. So he's doing this from scratch.
10-20 for me, 10-20.
So I'm there, like, I'm thinking, you know what? This is sounding a bit, it's sounding, yeah.
It's a bit David Ray-ish.
Yeah. So yeah. I was thinking, all right. So I've sat there and I'm like, I'm just flirting with the beat and that, and then like I've got a little hook in my head and I'm like, yo bro, one sec, let me just and this is D-Wayne's session, by the way. So D-Wayne has like a day in the week that's his session. I think they've all got a scheduled day in the week where,
yeah, because it's their own thing. So that makes sense.
So they all have a scheduled day in the week where it's their day, innit? So this is D-Wayne's session that I'm doing all of this in.
Yeah.
So I'm just sat there like, oh yeah, I got a little hook there, innit? So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm like, yo, let me just go try this hook out, innit? Like,
D-Wayne's like, yo, swear this in my session, bro.
But 1023's like, yeah, bro, yeah.
D-Wayne's was like,
I'm like, bro, we'll get back to you, don't worry, bro. So yeah, so I've gone now and I've dropped the hook. And then like, and everyone's like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool, let me try to put a verse together. And then I'm saying to D-Wayne, like, yo, what are you saying? He's like, yo, no, bro, this is working. So then, boom, I've put my verse down. We've left it at that. D-Wayne hadn't put his verse down at the time.
Yeah.
Then a few weeks have gone by, we've revisited it. And when I've come back to the studio to play it, I'm hearing it, and I'm hearing D-Wayne's verse on it. I'm thinking, raw, bro. You've done a mad thing. He's like, oh, bro, you know what it was? I'm trying to match your style. I was like, nah, bro, you smashed it. You smashed it because, like, his style, his go-to style, probably, I feel like he stepped out of his comfort zone for Big Man.
To do that.
On my behalf.
Right,
do you get me?
Okay. Like, but it worked.
It worked. Yeah, it worked proper. So yeah. I was like, this is sick. And then they're like, bro, you can have this track, you know? Like, this is yours, man. Like, because I'm on the hook and then I got the verse there.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, it's your track, innit? And I'm thinking, raw, like.
Man, hijack the session and hijack like, the tune, you know?
I'm thinking, raw, like it's, for me, I just saw it as, like, mad blessings because, raw, like, it was produced by 1/6 Wave, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was recorded at 1/6 Wave.
It was in a 1/6 Wave, like, artist session.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? 1/6 Wave artist on the feature. So in my mind, this is a 1/6 Wave track. You get
me?
Like,
yeah.
But they're saying, no, have it, bro. So it was like,
real people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so it was like, it's just a proper blessing. Like, I didn't pay a penny to record that. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, that kind of love is, you can't quantify that. You can, and especially you can't take it for granted either.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's like I'm just really grateful for that track in itself, and I'm glad that I've got, like, I'm starting to build a catalog with 1/6 Wave.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so I've got Gilly now, I've got D-Wayne, 1023 in Soonland. Do you know what I'm saying?
And also, obviously, 1023 produced.
He produced it. Yeah.
Even though you've not got the features.
Yeah. So he's still got hands on kind of thing. So it's like, I do hopefully want to have a variety of music with that collective as time goes on. Do you know what I mean?
Would you work with Friendly Whiskey?
Yeah, do you know what?
Because I think they're cold.
The country's singing style.
They did the tune with Gilly. I don't know if you see it. And they did the video on the roof. Bro, that was a bit.
It's mad, but, and this is the thing, this is what I'm talking about, working with the broad spectrum of talent. Like, it's like,
that's why I love 1/6 Wave. It's like the money scene, but just them, man, like, you know, how diverse it is.
Even in that collective is a whole different world.
That's
of like different.
Yeah, that's what it's like. The money scene's diverse, but then you go into that little collective and you're like, like, these men are even more diverse.
Yeah, it's crazy, innit? So it's like, I will definitely work with them. Do you know what I mean? It's been done before. Like, even Nelly's got that track of them, and it's all in my head. So it can work, innit? Yeah. Like, you can do these, like, you can cross worlds and do all of these things. So definitely, like, even JT Colby's there as well. He's got his own vibe.
Yeah, he goes under the radar. He's another one under the radar. He's very hard.
Bags of energy, you know. Like, I could tap into that.
I've met him a few times.
Like, it's sick, man. So definitely, as time goes on, I hope to have a collective of music with 1/6 Wave.
Yeah, man.
just in all sorts of different forms, yeah. So big up them, man, yeah.
Yeah, so just sticking with the 1-6 Wee thing, obviously, yes. Touch on my favourite tune, bro. South Money, we
South Money Stamp.
My favourite tune of yours, should yes. I say. And obviously, it would be my favourite tune of Gilly's as well.
Yeah.
I remember when that came out, bro. I had it on repeat for a time.
Sick.
It's just a big tune. Sick. So was that, did you hijack that session?
No. Listen.
How did you?
I don't go around. Listen, you want to counsel me? People won't invite me to studio anymore. But. Nice. To be fair. That one was an invitation.
Yeah.
Like he
said, yo, let's come.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah. He invited me to come work on the track.
Right. Okay.
So I was invited. I was invited.
It was the other one he hijacked.
So yeah, no, I was invited, and he found the beat, he got the beat. I think he got the beat off YouTube, paid for it and whatnot.
Yeah.
And put the verse down, put the hook down, and I could see what he was saying, South Money. You know what I'm saying?
So it kind of fits for you as well, because when you came up here, that's where you was, isn't
it? That's where I've always been. I haven't lived anywhere else in Manchester, so it's like, yeah, South Money. So it's like, obviously I'm from Hume, so I referenced that in my verse and all of that.
Yeah.
And give you the lowdown. No, give me all the, what's it called? Let me give you a lot of shit down, step into H Town, you can get the fit, all of that.
Come on. So maybe wheel up on the podcast, bro. First ever podcast wheel up, you know.
So yeah, like it's all of that. So it's like, we tapped into that, shot the video.
I was going to say, there's a video for that. We'll link that down below.
So it's like, and I was working with Mac, Carl Mac, and he styled us up.
Yeah, Kyle Mack's a G, man. Fucking bro. Shout out Kyle Mack. His energy is unmatched, bro.
It's crazy. My first experience of him was when I was at that show where I first met Gilly and D-Wayne.
The platform one.
When I first met him. So they were on before me. And then Kyle Mack's just done this crazy intro.
Yeah.
Yo! It's the motherfucking Wazzy way, baby.
Yo, that is a sick impression. Is it?
Yeah, baby.
It's hurting my head.
I was thinking, what? I was just about a stage thinking, what is going on?
Yeah,
who's coming onto the stage right now? And then obviously Gillian D. Wayne popped up. I was like, oh, you, man. Is that you, man? I was thinking, yo.
Yeah, shout out Kyle Mack. One of the waviest dons I know.
But he's also like elite level stylist.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. He's a wavy don.
He's a crazy, like.
Sometimes I look at his like fits and that, and I'm like, that is mad, but it looks hard. I would never think that, but he looks different. It's hard though. I've never seen him like slacking.
Yeah.
He's always on point, innit?
When you've got style, you can just pull off pretty much anything.
So his energy is unmatched on the stage, innit?
It's crazy, man. So he styled us up for that South Money Stamp video.
The video.
So that was a good experience and stuff like that. So that's another good track. It did well. We performed it and performed it and performed it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think I've seen it live one or two times, maybe.
I'm just grateful for the whole 1-6 Wave experience, first hand experience.
Even down to Kyle Mack and his styling, proper. So just to wrap up, bro, like what have we got for the rest of 2022, because obviously you've just done Mind Your Business.
Yeah.
That single's flying at the minute.
Yeah, doing really well.
What's next?
So Mind Your Business is a single coming off my upcoming EP.
Right, okay.
My upcoming EP is called Before I Begin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, so when can we expect that one?
That's coming September.
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 So not long after this episode drops, and it's dropping like end of August times, roughly there.
So when this interview drops now, you're looking about the next week.
Right, okay, yeah.
So
man.
Next week my EP is coming out.
Yeah, standard.
So yeah, man. So that's gonna be my first official.
How many tracks?
Ten.
10, who's, yeah, we've got features, can you name it? Give us a scoop, bro, come on.
All right, well, you know that Sleeps is going to be on there.
Yeah, yeah, we heard that. Yeah, yeah. Well, I've heard that one on
so,
the Spaces.
So
yeah.
Sleeps is going to be on there. I won't say much more.
All right, then. He's teasing us.
I won't say much more, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna put some things together, some events together surrounding the launch of the EP.
What, like a listening party type thing?
Launch type party.
Some
sort of event
yeah.
to commemorate the EP.
Yeah, man.
And we'll take it from there. Like you mentioned, got a show in August, two days after you get back from holiday.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna be back 2 days before that as well, from holiday as well.
Where are you going?
Greece.
I'm going to Turkey.
Okay. So, I'll be looking all sun-kissed and that.
Yeah, same.
Likewise. Yeah, I see you. So,
see me and David Ray in there shining.
Shining. And then I think after the EP drops, I imagine there'll be a few more shows off the back of that.
I mean, you're with Mike Check, bro, so you're exactly. getting shows.
But what it is is that I'm going to have a whole new catalogue of music to perform now. You know what I mean? I've been itching. I've been tempted to perform certain tracks off the EP, but I thought, nah, I've got to be disciplined.
So
I was performing Mind Your Business before it come out, just on a sort of like a teaser type thing. Like, so a lot of people feel the track, not even know what it is.
You know
what I mean? Like, and now that they've heard the track in its full glory, there's probably going to be a whole new level of appreciation for
when you next perform.
When I next perform it, you get me? So I'm looking forward to that actually. So all the shows after I drop the EP, I'm looking forward to, because I get to perform this whole new bunch of music plus all the tracks I've been performing. So I can really mix up my sets now.
And stuff like that.
So,
and obviously still perform South Man East Ham.
And still perform South Man East Ham. I'm Big Man and all the rest of it. You get me? And
I'll be rioting me.
And then, so also. Expect a lot more, a few more visuals from me.
Yeah, man.
In relation to the EP.
Yeah.
Because, a lot of the tracks on the EP are visual worthy.
Yeah, man.
And so I have to do them justice.
So there will be
visual content
to
come,
man,
as well. So yeah, it's exciting times. Yeah, Busy times ahead, man.
Yeah, man. So everyone, make sure you go and tap in with David Ray. We'll put all the links below. Go and run up Mind Your Business. Visuals as well for Mind Your Business as well, isn't it?
Yes. Video out now. Go check that. Go run up the numbers. It's a numbers game, apparently.
So we'll put all the links below in it for David's stuff. So, big love for coming on, bro. Really appreciate it, man.
Thank you for having
me. And thanks to everyone for tapping in. Make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe. And then also, just lastly, a big shout out to Buzzing Sounds and Brewtang for putting us on. You get me? And Manscaped, get your weed whackers. Shout out.